This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of flexor digiti minimi brevis from the hypothenars subsection of the hand muscle section under the anatomy topic on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the origin, insertion, action, innervation, and arterial supply to the flexor digiti minimi brevis. So starting with the origin, the flexor digiti minimi brevis originates at the hook of the hamate and flexor retinaculum. Again, the origin of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the hook of the hamate and flexor retinaculum. The insertion of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the medial side of the base of the proximal phalanx of the little finger. Again, the insertion of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the medial side of the base of the proximal phalanx of the little finger. The action of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is to flex the proximal phalanx of the little or fifth finger. Again, the action of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is to flex the proximal phalanx of the little or fifth finger. The innervation of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the deep branch of the ulnar nerve, which receives contributions from C8 and T1. Again, the innervation of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the deep branch of the ulnar nerve, which receives contributions from C8 and T1. The arterial supply to the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the ulnar artery. Again, the arterial supply to the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the ulnar artery. So again, to quickly review, the origin of the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the hook of the hamate and flexor retinaculum. The insertion is the medial side of the base of the proximal phalanx of the little finger. The action is to flex the proximal phalanx of the little or fifth finger. The innervation is the deep branch of the ulnar nerve, which receives contributions from C8 and T1. And finally, the arterial supply to the flexor digiti minimi brevis is the ulnar artery. That's all for this review about the flexor digiti minimi brevis. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.